Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf kuf. Begin the omen alf. Begin the taste of the maskot. Begins the words of the Gemara. Peris mafatli mechitzasa, that the produce nullifies the walls. Which tells us to explain what's the difference between this case and a previous case of the fig that's attached to the wall that's not batel in its place. That is, the Gemara brought a teaching regarding a boibusha sarab that's filled up with other things. Depends if it's water or produce. And by produce, we said that if you throw it inside, you're going to be pater. What's the reason? Because water is not mevat machitzas, but peiris is. And the reason is because water is translucent, but the peiris is mevat. And that ties is bothered. He says, Vimtaima, and I begin to say, Maishna medvei l'shmeina, why is this different than the fatty fig, which a person throws dalaramas and it attaches, it sticks to the wall, that Damin le'el d'le mevatli, we previously said on the previous daf, that it's not bottle in its place, and therefore does not diminish the area of the dalaramas. Whereas over here, we say that the pears that in the bur are bottle in its place, and it does diminish the dimensions of the bur, not to be chayim. Now, as Tosfos proves, Vabai the Hocha, Abai over here that holds that the pears in the bottle mechitzasa isle shinu yidibit vilashmein ashonu. He does hold of that previous Gemara of regarding the fig, the fatty fig, that it does not diminish the space. Kedam perikam, like the Gemara brings in the beginning of this Masechta and the Davzayin Mabez, where the Gemara says that Zimnin Mishanele Bekoisot Los Bechor Ubetvelish Meinu Bechulu, where the Gemara discusses that Abai himself, sometimes he would answer that, what are we talking about over here? No, that there's no hole. So then how did it stick? How does it go to the wall, not bounce back within the Dalaramas? Oh, with the fatty and the sticky fig. So if that's the case, so if he holds that answer, so why is he saying by the peiris and the bur that it's going to be bottled in its place and it's going to diminish the mechitzah rishas yachid? Why then? Why is that any different? Which he holds of that answer of the dveilah shmeino. Let me tell you, says what you could say is the dveilah by the fatty fig. It's not really made to be nullified from the wall because at a later point in time, the person is going to take it off, and therefore it's not kamesh regim levatl peiris bebur kain tvoa. Whereas a person does usually keep peiris over there, like grain, it's going to leave it there for a long time. And therefore, there it is batel, and therefore it is mevatel mechitzas. Or you know, another approach to this is, devel dava muru. A fig is a very little thing, it's just one fig. The mevatel, and therefore it's not nullified. Of a bird, but a pit, that's moly peiris echetze, that either the full or halfway full with peiris, mevatel rishas yachad, that's considered a significant thing, and therefore it is going to nullify the dimensions of that pit from being rishas yachad. And therefore, Taisa says, based on this answer, you're right. If it was just one seed or very little, we would say over here by the pairs too, it would not mevatel the mechitz. It's only because it's a large, significant amount. Therefore, it nullifies the dimensions of this pit. Then Taisa says, if you can say the following question, how do we understand this halacha in its own right? How is it diminishing the dimensions of the pit? Says anything that could be moved on Shabbos does not diminish the space over here. So the pears can be moved. So why is it diminishing the dimensions of the mechitzas? And the Philly Ari Hochen says, even if you're going to say that the case is talking about betevel by untithed produce, which that's muktzah, can't be moved because there's no utility for it on Shabbos. Mikamakam still says Taisa, even the nitl b'natoris, since biblically it could be moved, the whole halacha of muktzah is only rabbinic. So Hazerik l'teicha my potter. Why if someone throws into it, are we saying it's not a rishus hayachas? It's mevatel mechitzas. Why is one going to be potter if biblically it could be moved? So if I'm going to read the Ri says, the minatari actually biblically memayit kol dav. It's not true. Anything that takes up space does diminish the dimensions. Even if it's something that could be moved, it's only midrabbanu who the gods do the dav anitl memayit. It's only rabbinically that actually that they made gzera that even something that could be moved is not going to diminish. And if it says the following dig, it doesn't say anywhere that you're allowed to throw inside this pit. It's just saying that if someone does throw in, it's going to be exempt. Because it sounds like, yes, rabbinically, it is going to be forbidden. But again, biblically, it's actually not, because we said that everything, the halacha is going to be, it is going to be mayit. So the halacha is biblically that we're saying that's mayit. Therefore, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yachim. But rabbinically, it actually is forbidden. And Taisa says, even a ditch between two courtyards, they said, the davar hanitl einam emayit, something that could be moved, does not diminish it. Now, as we're saying, Taisa is coming to address that that's only rabbinically, because biblically everything is emayit. It's only rabbinically, avagav davar lekula, and that's why over there it says that even as a leniency, the loy asya dodi, that they don't make one forbidden on the other one. In other words, because like we're saying, this whole halacha is only rabbinically. But by biblical law, which we're saying that we would never say such a thing, that we would say it even as a leniency, and that's Tyson's proof again that this whole halacha is rabbinic, and therefore we could say it even as a leniency over there. Abel Ktzach's question, but one thing Tyson ends up with a difficulty is the Perek Chaloyin, the Gemara over there, is Maisi al Bayeshim Elo Tevin. It actually brings this halacha in a house that's filled with Tevin, with straw, Tavala in the oil the Raisa. The difficulty is that it even says this halacha in the context of oil, which is a biblical law. So Tyson is bothered, based on what he just explained, that this whole halacha is something that could be moved, that it's not mayid, that's regarding biblical law. So we said that that's only as a stringency. It's only regarding rabbinical that we say that it's going to be even as a leniency. Problem is, we find by the Tumas Oil, which is biblical, even so we find that we go as a leniency. There's halacha that is brought over there regarding a house that has a dead person, where you filled it up with straw or pebbles and you nullify the tabernacle of the straw not to take it from there. So it's nullified to the house. And it's as if there's no ear space on top of the mess, and then we say tuma by kaz va'ila through the top, and that's tuma ritzutza. So the Gemara there is redaik from the words of the Mishnah. It sounds like only if you mevat the straw explicitly, then the batal of the house, and then it's tuma ritzutza. But if you didn't nullify it explicitly, then they're not batal over there, and it's not like it's like sealed off, and therefore then there is space, and therefore that will be chatzitza. And the thing is that that's tava hanita, which is a straw, which was not explicitly nullified. And that's not mamayit, the halal abayis that should be considered like sealed, even though it's isa daraisa and it's going lingently, that's not considered tumra tzutza. So that doesn't go upwards. And therefore, Taisus remains with a question. We had established that this concept as a leniency would only be regarding rabbinic law and not like biblical law. Taisus does not answer that question. Then next, Taisus the Master begins the words of the Gemara. And it goes, it lands in a small little crack. Taisus can explain. What exactly is this case of this crack, which we had said halacha regarding you throw something dalarambis and shusram and it goes above 10 tefachim? So we said, where does it land? There's a little crack. So it said, that's going to be a machlekes Ramei and the Rabbanon. Ramei says he's chayikin lahashlam, so then you're going to be chayiv. Rabban said, you don't chayikin lahashlam, you're going to be patim. So he explains that this crack that it goes into is bachur mefulish. It's talking about a crack that's straight through and through all the way to the inside of that house into Rosh Hashayachim. That's what we're talking about, that then you would be considered chay rishon siyachid, and then according to Ramei, you're going to be chay. Moreover, v'hai chaykin lahashlam, therefore based on this that we're saying that according to Ramei, you carve it out to complete it, that's not to make it complete that it's like mefulish, because we're saying it's all through. Hainu l'shabi makam dal, the making it chaykikin, is to make it that even though it doesn't have a width of four tefachim, but since there's room to carve it out, so that's going to be the progression of the like we explained in the first paragraph of Zayim Rebbeis, as if it was there, and therefore contra may be chayv. Ketanek says the master begins words the Gemara b'holeinach, but it didn't land. So he explains what's the Gemara's question b'holeinach. Now, as we learn in the Mishnah, someone throws an object of shetzarabim out of dalaramas and it rolls back in, it's going to be chayv. So the Gemara says, why is he chayv? But it didn't land on anything. It landed teich dalaramas. So Tais is bothered, and he said, when Tais begins to say, Tais has to take a second look. My part, what's the Gemara's question? But Tanya Leil, but we learned previously in the Brizen of Tzad Zayin Medalev Teich Gimel, if it's within three, talking from the ground, Dibya Kolchad, Bem Nozik Mechayv Avigav Dolay Noch, even though it doesn't land. So what's the most question? It didn't land. It doesn't have to land. Says Teis Veinir Loimra, and Teis says, and it doesn't seem to be to answer the question that Teich Dalad Amiskoy. Yeah, right. It's not going on that case of the Mishnah. It's actually going on the other case of the Mishnah when you threw it within Dalad Amis and they rolled out of Dalad Amis, and that was saying that you're gonna be Potter. And that's the Gemara's question. Am I part of why I'm part of Holy Noch? It didn't land within Dalad Amis. And Vim Kain, if that's the case, Kishanach Achka Chuslav Amis, he's Chayiv. If it didn't land here, that means to say your throw went all the way out of Dalad Amis, so then you should be Chayiv. So it says you can't say that's the Gemara's question. Because from the Mishnah, it also sounds like, or the word is Masanya, it sounds like from the Gemara's answer, Chutz Dalad Amis Parch, that the question was on specifically the case when you threw it out of Dalad Amis and landed inside, and the question is, am I Chayiv? Why is he Chayiv? Not on the case when you threw it inside and then it goes outside that you're patur. So it's evidently on that question, on that case, and that's the question. So wait a second. So what's the problem that it didn't land? It doesn't have to land. It could go within Gimel Tvachim and you'll be chayiv. So that's a Teis Vishim. What you could say is the parakla Rav. The most question is on Rav. The Amar Teich Shleish L'Rabbanan, that he says that even within three tefachim, according to Rabbanan, boy hanacha gabe mashu, that it does have to land on something, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking, since it didn't land on anything and they came back in, so then why are you going to be chayav? The next says the master begins with the Gemara. Chazasa heruach mashu b'chul. If the wind holds on to it for a little bit, etc. Tosfos explained that according to Rava, even within three tefach from the ground, it does have to land on something. And as we brought a brisa, if someone throws an object in Rishas Ram beyond Dalaramas, and the wind blows it back within Dalaramas, so even though it came within Dalaramas, that's going to still be in other words, if it goes back in, even though it ultimately goes back outside, he's going to be potter. But if, let's say, the wind held onto it, and that's what the muscle is going onto, so then, even though it brought it back in, then he is going to be chayav. So Tosfos explains, this is within the braisa, that if the wind holds onto it a little bit, when he threw it out of Dalet Amos, even though it comes back in, he's going to be chayav. Pirsh, what that means to say, yashik fasa gabe karka, where it held onto it on top of the ground, or even in the ear space. Okay, Pirsh, we're going to like Rashi explains. Well, how does that help? Why would you be chayav then? Because the chshiva achizas haruach, the holding on, just staying there in the ear space, is kamunach rabbi mashu. It's like it landed on something, and therefore it's like you did on nachas. Although then the wind blew it back in, you already did your havar and your shirabim abdalana. Now it says to of an area it seems that gabi karka, that regarding the case of when it landed on the ground, a filler bihuda, even according to bihuda, the hainu rabbanon, that's the rabbanon that disagrees with Rabbi Kiva. And does not say klut kimishahuncha, the kama rabba, the rabba is saying within three tefachim, the tzar chanocha, that you have to go ahead and it has to be on something, still maidid the lebi'ina, and he would agree in this case of where the object is rolling in the ear, the lebi'ina, that you're not going to have hanocha on something. Like we explained previously, on the payment out. Now, miyuk tzas kasha, but Tzai says it's a little bit difficult, because the besamach maskin ipcha, because it seems like that the Gemara shortly actually says the opposite. Because the Miskalgal, the Gemara differentiates regarding two different cases, is when it's rolling, Kivin Dein Sebelanoch, since it's not ultimately going to land on this ground, because it's rolling and it's going to go back inside, Lav Kamunach Dami, it's like it's not placed down Abul Hai. But this other case that the Gemara is talking about is Kivin Dein Sebelanoch, since it's ultimately going to land, Kamunach Dami, it's like it landed. So how can we say that when it's rolling in the ear space, it does not have to be landed, like we said, even according to the Rabban, the disagreed with Kiva, that of what that is Rabbi Hudam. But similarly, the Gemara later on seems to say the opposite. So, because Rila Frash, the Rigo goes back to explain this, is the value of Yehuda sub of Rebbe Kiva. Most definitely, Rebbe Yehuda actually holds like Rebbe Kiva. They clue the Gemara Shahoncha that actually, when it's contained in the airspace, it's like it landed. Heichid the Bayesh at Tenurach Sham, but depends. That's where he wants it to land over there. Yes, Kehid the Pirkin, like the case in our Gemara, in our Perik, where if he wants it to land over there, then actually Rabbi Huda would agree, the Rabban agreed to Rabbi Kiva, that it doesn't have to actually be placed on something. But this says in the last paragraph, never enough tzadik zayin base. He curb a sefer. If someone was reading on the sefer on top of a roof, and the rolls out of his hand, it would be the holds. And even if it's just like a little bit off the ground, then you could roll it back up. In other words, and he does not say like Rabbi Kiva, that klutik mishahuncha. That's only because the leiboy shetipol sham. It's because the person doesn't want it to land over there. That's where boy bihuda anoch gamashu. That's where find your beauty requires that it has to be landed on something, no matter how small, but it has to land on something, and it's not enough that it's within 3 feet from the ground. The Rav Kama, what Rav is saying, will be here. Rabban Rabbi Kiva, that according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva, that is this opinion of Rabbi Huda, that the less lehu klutik mishoncha dami b'shomakim. No, so in other words, he's saying not Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda himself. That's what he's saying, and that's what we start off in the beginning of Taisis, that he would not require Hanacha. Because actually, Yehuda holds when you want something to go somewhere, it is sufficient with Gimel Tfachim. This that is Rava says, in regards to the Rabbanan over here, they actually totally disagree with Rabbi Kiva. And they don't hold in any place Kutim Shancha. Even if he wants it to land over there. Afila Teich Gimel. So that's even, if it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, that's where Rav is saying that it has to be placed on something, on a mashu. And therefore, it's not difficult on Rabbi Huda, who is somewhere in the middle. Moreover, it says, well, this is severely kerbaisin el. Obviously, Rav does not hold like the brisa that was brought previously, on the tzadik zayin and aleph. The tani with the brisa taught teichim was within 3 tefachim, divak kol chayiv, even holds it can be chayiv, even if it didn't land. And that says, Tesla, so because Bryce Alcha, rather, obviously, Rabbi holds like the Bryce of Bird over here, Tony, which that's what we're recording over here, not the Rem Maskel. Achazasa Ruch Mashu, if the wind holds on to it for a little bit, which we see that even within 3 Tvachim, you still have to have somewhat of Anacha. Masnid Nanim Mashma, so our Mishnah also sounds like this, the Ari Benach Mashu, that it sounds like it landed a little bit. Kutuk Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechon explains in the Gemara, Dumi the Reisha, where it's similar to the case of the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Ketan, they were learned to if Dalai Lama's potter. We said if you throw it within Dalai Lama's, even if it rolls out of Dalai Lama's, you can be potter. Obviously, that's because the Arab Bishanach. Obviously, it landed within Dalai Lama's, and therefore that's the same like the case of the Sefer. It's also Bishanach. Because the Ilav Hachi, if it didn't stop for a moment inside Dalai Lama's, am I mifta, then why would you be potter in the case of the Reisha? Obviously, it landed. And if that's the case, then we say the Sefer that when you threw it out of Dalai Lama's, it rolled within Dalai Lama's, the reason why you're Mechayim is because even though it's within Gimel Tzvachim, it landed a little bit. Whereas Rav Chilgimer Tuvia, the Amalel, he said previously, Tich Shleisha Dibak Al Chayim, he, it's on Daf Tzadi Tzadi, that he says, within three Tzvachim, ever holds you going to be Chayim, says, Tais, according to Mukha Mastin, you have to explain the Allah of the Mishnah, that when you throw it out of Dalai Lama's, it rolls in Dalai Lama's, you can be Chayim, even with Delay Nach, even if it didn't land. For example, if it was at least within three Tzvachim on the ground. And then the Reisha Diktani Potter, but then the Reisha says if you threw within Dalai Lama's and it went out of Dalai Lama's, then you can be Potter. Now what Tais is addressing is if you're saying that Reisha and Sefer Tumah that it didn't land, so then actually why in the case of Reisha can be Potter? So Tais and Mary, you have to say it's Tumah Kugrencha Pasek Kaychay, where his force stopped within Dalai Lama's. So, but it never landed. But Machmas Ruach Neskagul Chetzla Arben, it's because of the wind that it rolled out of Dalai Lama's. That's where you can be Potter. But again, the old Tumah Mitchalaynach, and therefore that's again the Machlekes and the different interpretations. In Teich Gimel, does everyone hold that it doesn't have to land on something? Or as Rabbi says over here, no, there are some opinions that the Rabbana hold that does have to land on something. Again, Rabbi Huda differentiates between if you want it to land or if you don't want it. And Rabbi Kiva always says, it's always considered like as if it landed.